Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. There has been a lot of talk lately about the documentary.
A lot of buzz. That's what we use in the entertainment industry. There's been a lot of buzz around this documentary.
About the documentary all about Route 91. The fifth anniversary is coming up. It's called 11 Minutes. Now, we've all seen the trailer for this, but we actually have somebody who was at Route 91, a survivor of Route 91, and a part of the documentary. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. Thanks for having me on.
So, Natalie, what made you want to be a part of this docuseries?
Well, you know, Ashley Hoff, who is one of the main producers of this show, we were introduced by a mutual friend, another survivor, Heather Salen, and Ashley asked if she could call me, and so we got on the phone, we immediately connected, and she told me that, you know, her career is as a producer, and she is a survivor herself, always felt this passion and this pull to tell stories of the survivors from that night. And she asked me if she worked on this, if I would be a part of it. And I said, you know, yes, tell me more. I want to help. And what a lot of people don't know possibly about this documentary is that when Ashley was working on it, it was actually through a smaller production company. And there was no big name celebrity signed on. It was a very small project that she was just building, just really pouring a lot of herself into with this, you know, strong pull to tell it in the narrative of survivors. That was always her goal, to talk about survivorship and heroism of that night. And that's, you know, what made me be drawn to the documentary and her. And I saw this incredible importance of bringing to light some of the most incredible stories of the human spirit. And I think all of us who share a story in this documentary are stepping outside of a comfort zone to share very vulnerable moments. We feel this pull to share hearts and the most painful memories because we know we aren't alone, that a lot of survivors felt those same emotions that night and since then. And we just can't let Route 91 be just the bad stories. That night, you know, when those bullets started raining down on us, people stood up and became heroes. And hundreds of people who were shot became victims of life-threatening injuries and lived to survive. And, you know, we also have to remember the 58 people were killed. And we have to come together as a community and tell those stories.
Natalie, now, have you seen the whole docuseries? Have you been able, like, I'm assuming they've already let you watch the whole thing. Does it highlight the heroes?
You know, I have not seen the whole thing. I've heard a lot about the four series, and I can tell you that it's going to be powerful, emotional, and inspiring. There's just so much to each story that's being told, and they all come together in this, you know, most unexpected way. And I really think that people watching are going to be moved in ways they didn't expect. It's very focused on the survivors and the heroes. And I know that they do take time to honor the 50 people that were killed. It's very raw, and it is painful, but it's also filled with so much hope and perseverance of the people of that night. And, you know, I understand that it's going to be hard for some people, and that is okay. You know, I support every survivor out there doing what they need to do to take care of themselves.
You know, you are such a warrior. Even before this, you were beating cancer, surviving a mass shooting. What keeps you going?
You know, when I was initially diagnosed with cancer at 27, I wasn't given a very good prognosis. And it was really difficult in the beginning to find hope. Everything felt so dark, and I felt like I was suffocating. And then I'd meet other cancer survivors, and I'd hear their stories. And it was like oxygen to me. Like, it breathed life back into me. And I finally saw this light and I realized, like, I don't know how much time I have left, but I wanted to make sure, like, I lived each day with gratitude and joy. And I look back and, you know, I needed to be in that dark place to go through all my emotions. And then when I was ready to get back up and stand strong. And I was so inspired by other survivors and their stories of resiliency that it, like, made me want to be the light for others. And I promised myself that if I beat cancer, I would never stop trying to help others and find their light and their hope. And I think that that's why after, like, why after Route 91 and after the shooting, it felt natural to reach out and talk to people, because, like, I understood the how powerful it could be to connect with others and support each other, and that the connections of survivorship and support helped keep me going, and it could help keep other people going. And, you know, I had a lot of survivor's guilt.
Yeah,
and I think about the 58 people killed every day, and we owe it them. You know, we owe it to them to honor each day as a gift.
Yeah, I agree with the survivor's guilt. I think a lot of us struggle with that every day, even though it's been almost mm-hmm. 5 years, and we're coming up on that 5-year anniversary. We're talking with Natalie. She is a Route 91 survivor and featured in the docuseries 11 Minutes, premiering on Paramount Plus September 27th. We're going to wrap up quickly with you here, Natalie, and thank you so much for taking the time, but would like you, just because you're so well-spoken and feel so passionate about this, for the people out there that say, oh my gosh, this exploits a tragedy, how would you respond to that?
I would, you know, there's this famous history quote, and it says, you know, for the dead and the living, we must bear witness. And the tragedy is what one person did that night. It's a part of history. It's the largest mass shooting in the United States. And the stories of resiliency and heroism from that night deserve to be told. 58 people were killed that night. Their memories deserve to be honored and remembered. And I think not talking about that night is more detrimental, because it diminishes people's experiences. And not acknowledging the depths of pain it caused doesn't make it less painful. It makes people feel insignificant for their pain. And the docuseries gives a spotlight to help people understand that weren't there, what we went through. And it makes people pause and hopefully shift the way they appreciate each day. And I think it reminds survivors that they matter, their stories matter, their experiences are significant. And the series really focuses on the will of the human spirit and the power of kindness, how strangers come together and become family, how ordinary people become heroes. And I think that is something that this world needs more of.
So true. Thank you, Natalie, for taking the time to talk with us. We're definitely thinking about you with the 5th anniversary of Route 91 coming up. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
That docuseries, Paramount Plus, September 27th, and you get to see Natalie, whose voice you just heard. Natalie, we can't wait to watch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.